Hello, I'm Karen Loxton, joined by Kyle, and you're now listening to the So Insights podcast. Let it rain, be the forecast. CNK coming through with a new broadcast. UK raised at a show on the dog tag. Everything changed, but we always stay on track.
Straight face in the place, yeah, I'm on that.
Every week a new episode on tap. Same phase, new pace, better contact. Social, soul, insights, index. We follow that.
Follow that. Follow that. Follow that.
Hello.
Hello. Welcome back
to another
episode
of
Soul Insights.
Sack yourself.
You had it here.
So,
cool. Right, today we are doing intrusive thoughts. I can't remember if we've done this already or not. But
daily things.
Suck yourself if we have. We all have them, and they get dark.
Yeah. So whether this goes dark or not, we don't know. What was that?
There's so many fucking hairs on this microphone.
So your pews on it. It's your beard molting on it.
Grey.
But yeah, no, whether it's it'll go dark, yeah, probably. I don't know whether it's banter. Who knows?
If you...
It's not too serious, to be fair, because when we looked at some stuff, it goes quite serious, so we're not going to try and take it down that route.
Like every episode, if you're hurt easily, if you're a snowflake, maybe this ain't for you.
You're a snowflake.
Exactly.
We could catch up. You know you're going to mention Man United because that was jokes. But nothing personal
well, at this
is going on.
At this point, Man United have also played Liverpool and
won.
We don't know how that went at the moment, but probably how we expect it to go. But then saying that, Tottenham was shit, Sevilla was shit, Kerala Blasters was shit,
life
Man United
shit.
Was shit, existence is shit. So I don't think anything's happened. It was Easter weekend and I worked. So
got batted as well. I looked jokes on Snowden. Did you see that? Everyone queuing up at the peak of Snowden.
Oh, let's go take our fucking pictures of a shit mountain.
But it just, yeah, typical bank holidays and everywhere just gets buttied. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. The areas around.
Anywhere.
Where we were. Fucking horrible. You're driving around and there's just so many bell sniffs. I can't use the actual words I want to use, but just you look at them and you think, you're such an idiot. Like, how do you even exist? Anyway. Music recommendation.
It's going on the SI Pod playlist on Spotify. And it's a new song, actually. It's the K's Chancer.
Song's almost as good as you trying to say new music.
As well. It's a new song. It came out as of today. And I think it slaps. And we're going to vary up the music selection on that playlist as well. So it's not all just ragey rap stuff.
Even though Ragey Rap's the best.
And then speaking of playlists, Glastonbury 2024 has been created by Spotify now in the build-up to Glastonbury, obviously.
And no doubt it is shit, just like Glastonbury.
Damn. Next.
Damn, Daniel.
TV, film, game.
You're
are we
TV
doing cocktail?
Film, game.
Nah, you do your show first.
Yeah. Right, TV. So, new thing I watched. I think it's new, actually, on there. The Magic Prank Show with Justin Willman. Some weird little Netflix magic thing where they get people back. You know the meme or the little meme video of some kid and they put a sheet over his head and then they pretend he's invisible and he's not actually there. Yeah. He's on it and he has to get his sister back. Like he helps him. The magician man helps these people prank somebody like to show them how shit they are at life, essentially.
Oh, right.
So it's a pretty funky little show, to be honest. I haven't watched all of them. I've watched
one season,
like four of them, maybe. There's like six episodes, half an hour long each, maybe something like that.
Banter.
It's quite funny. Right, film is called Circle.
Right, no doubt it's a dark film. Knowing you,
it's weird. The whole concept is pretty dark, to be honest. I'll read the plot.
Yeah.
Okay, so spoilers. Held captive and faced with their imminent executions, 50 strangers are forced to choose the one person among them who deserves to live.
Damn.
So, major spoilers now. I doubt you'll watch it. They're all in this room, and they've got little arrows that go around on the floor. They can only see their own arrow, and they essentially have like a 2-minute countdown, and they have to vote for the person they want out. Whoever gets the most votes gets eliminated or gets killed.
Right.
I've got some little electric shock thing.
That's
it's quite an old film. 2016,
I was about to say, it's like for some mad deja vu.
Yeah.
Or that was like, then I swear there's something like that that's already been out. It must be that film then.
So they're all in a room and they're trying to basically say like, oh, who should survive and who shouldn't. How to try and figure out if they can figure out the machine and how it would work and that sort
all
of thing.
All the drama as well, because you point at someone going, why'd you pick me?
Yeah, when people start getting like racist and religious and that sort of thing. And yeah, it goes a bit mad. Because then of course you start spewing hate speech. Of course everybody's going to be like, yeah, you're going next.
Yeah,
mate.
That's probably what most of the film is about. It's just like human relationships, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's like The Platform. Did you ever watch that film?
No.
It's like this food tray that gets lowered down from like higher up all the way down to the bottom, and each night you get knocked out and put in a different floor. So one night you could be floor like 3 and get half.
Oh, I know what you're about. Yeah.
Next night you could be at the bottom where there's like fuck all and shit on it.
There's other films like that where they stay on their floor and you end up on a different floor depending on like your class and that sort of shit or like what you've done. And then all hell breaks loose at the end and they end up like ascending the floors because they realise people are, there's like corruption on the other floors and that sort of thing.
It's probably that film, isn't it?
It's not. No, it's not called Platform.
Similar sort of plot.
But I think there's a few films like it. Right, game. Nothing new interesting's coming out. So I found a cool little number on PlayStation. It's called Brotato. Brotato is a top-down arena shooter roguelite where you play as a potato wielding up to 6 weapons at a time and fight off hordes of aliens. Choose from a variety of traits and items to create unique builds and survive until help arrives.
Is there a plot on it?
I don't actually know, but it was £4.
Did you get it?
I might, because I've got £5 in PlayStation vouchers on.
Yeah, get it.
So, yeah, it'll probably only be single player.
Speaking of banter games, what was the other game you found? The
Potato Sack Racing Simulator.
You might have already said that, to be fair. And then Squirrel with a Gun, isn't it?
That's not out yet.
Oh, right. They did another development thing, but...
No. One little shout out as well whilst we're just doing things. Sneak Energy have put out something on April 1st, so everybody, it's April Fool's Day, isn't it?
Yeah.
But then you could actually buy it. So I got one, and it actually came, and it is Sneak Mouthwash. Sneak Energy Mouthwash.
All
right. Raspberry lemonade flavour.
Is that actually right?
I don't know, I haven't tried it, I only got it today.
But it is actually just mouthwash, it's not actually a drink.
It is mouthwash, it's drink it. They tell you not to drink it and all that. All so. Right. But everybody obviously thought it was April Fool's, and then they released a thing saying... it's April Fool's on those who don't believe.
Banging.
So £2 for the bottle with free postage. Bearing in mind it costs more than £2 to post it.
Fair
so,
enough.
Yeah, but Sneak only if you just bought it? That. Sneak it would sponsors. Be cool, yeah.
Sneak someone's size.
And they've just released a little collector's thing with some shakers and stuff. It's like Blockbuster. It's got a little ticket. You know the Blockbuster logo?
Yeah.
It's like that, but it says Sneak Vision instead.
Oh, damn, they're going it up looks to be well fair, cool.
Yeah, and doing fucking dildos and all that shit.
Banter.
Anyway, right.
Speaking of programs, I've just finished Breaking Bad as well.
Banging show.
Only like how many years late? But
not many.
Show.
You know,
I can see why it has the cult following that it
definitely.
Does. To be honest, it's really good. So at the minute, I'm checking out Better Call Saul. So I'm staying in that world.
Banging, better to be honest.
So we checked out the El Camino film as well. That filled in gaps, to be fair, but I can see you wouldn't necessarily need to watch it because you kind of would have assumed it anyway. But it's still banging to see that they obviously carry on the story and create the world. So, yeah, decent.
Shocked.
If you haven't seen that already, I mean, most people probably have.
I mean, haven't, you're living under a rock.
Well, I've obviously did. Yeah, Patrick Starr, that bitch.
Yeah, Jake Miller song, isn't that?
Hold
on. Is it Jake Miller? Yeah, it was, wasn't that?
Yeah, with High Res.
Yeah. Hold on. There you go. Another song recommendation. Go and check it out.
Right.
Cocktail.
Cocktail is called Mai Tai. Is it Mai Tai? Might be Muay Thai.
Maitie.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. So, let's go into...
Tastes like ass.
Really?
No, it just tastes quite strong like Bacardi.
So, let's just go into it. So, no, don't drink all of it.
I'm not.
1.5 ounces of white rum, 3/4 of an ounce orange carousel, 3/4 of an ounce lime juice freshly squeezed, 1/2 ounce of orange... 1/2 ounce of... Au jus. Was it?
Oh, yeah.
1/2 ounce of dark rum garnish, lime wheel garnish, mint sprig. But au jus is, you can do it amaretto as a substitute. And then add the white rum, curacao, lime juice, and into a shaker with crushed ice and shake lightly. Pour into a double rocks glass. Float the dark rum over the top. Garnish with a lime wheel and mint sprig.
Sock.
So that's just one way of doing it. Right, it's quite a well-known one, isn't it?
What shit have we got? We put the flavouring with some Bacardi in a glass. And to be honest, it tastes like kind of like tropical Bacardi.
Okay, yeah. That tastes right, actually.
And what the fuck else have you put in this thing, though?
So our normal thing that we do, isn't it, is just put it with rum in the mixer, just to try out the mixer. And then what we've got here is ice, amaretto silk, because that's the only one thing I had, blue carousel, because we don't have orange carousel. We did have Cointreau, and Bacardi rum.
Yeah.
So it's three ingredients.
How much is in it?
It's going to be like Sully's spunk, what you said, isn't it? Damn, look at that colour. Look at that colour.
Put some in and see how much you got, because I don't know how much was going to come out. I've got a couple bits, yeah. I didn't know how much was going to come out.
That's what she said.
No, you just chuck all of it in yours, fuck it.
No. Have some more.
Have some more of Sully's cum.
Was it less moaning, more pain, marshmallow boy?
Right, there you go. Come from Sully, from Mike and Sully's Blue Inc. I was trying to think of another blue character, but I couldn't think of who.
Cheers to the good times. Cheers.
It smells
to the bad.
Fucking weird.
Interesting. It's actually all right. I mean, that's quite strong.
That'd be better with Disaronno.
You can taste the amaretto, to be fair.
With an amaretto liqueur instead of an amaretto cream liqueur.
It's
like a blue raspberry milkshake. Well, yes, I know. No, you got a tiny bottle of Disaronno.
Oh, yeah, I do.
You fucking dickhead.
That's actually all right, though, isn't it? Didn't taste like absolute ass.
I mean, it tastes a bit funny.
Well, Sully Spunk's probably tastes bad, doesn't it? Right, Dictionary of Skill Service by John Koenig. Chapter 2, The Interior Wilderness, defining who you are from the inside out. And the words are punt, kick.
Rugby.
A quiet jolt of recognition that it's time to become a better version of yourself, sensing that all the strategies that brought you this far are no longer working, that it's not enough anymore to be cute or nice or righteous or tough, as if you've now entered a new phase in the game of life, moving forward with a completely different token.
Right.
And then the origin is Dutch puntskit, railway frog, which is the part of a railway switch where the rails intersect. Sometimes you can feel a little kick when your train passes over it, as if the world is trying to signal you're missing a turn, having travelled too far on the same old track.
So basically, your life's utter shit, you need a kick in the ass to sort yourself out.
A little bit, like all the strategies that you've been having all this time are no longer working.
So you've wasted time, basically.
So trying to be nice now, it's just kind of like it's wearing off. It's just like, what, is there anything else to you? Or is this you? Is this your character?
It's like you have a TikTok account that's based on something, and then everybody gets bored of it.
Bored of it,
it's
yeah.
Like,
moves
well,
on.
It's all the trends. No, you need to try something Bennett, new. Yeah.
You know, like people's attention span, especially these days.
What's wrong with Burton and Bennett's?
No, not obviously that, but like, you know.
It's
like,
just banging. Fucking
yeah,
suck.
It's just the recognition that you need to better yourself by changing up stuff.
The recognition that you need to suck yourself.
So there we go.
Cool, right.
Which maybe this year probably actually is a bit of a switch up anyway. Would you believe there's that theory where you have a change in your life every 7 years, isn't it?
Yeah.
7, 14, 21, 28. Did you think something changed in your life at 21? 21?
I don't know, I can't remember that.
28? Might be interesting.
That's this year, isn't it? Fucking hell, that's this year.
But something might change.
Christ. Yeah, I might be dead. Might one of these intrusive thoughts might have kicked in and I'll be in jail.
There we go.
You know? Yep, so.
Main topic.
Right, intrusive thoughts. Do you want to kick it off by saying what the fuck it actually is? I think you got that prepared, didn't you? There's all this stuff about it being OCD related, but I don't...
Yeah,
I mean, yes, to a certain extent, but I don't believe that it would just be somebody with OCD that would have them.
Okay, so I can say at the end, and then I'll say something at the start then. An intrusive thought is an unwelcome, involuntary thought, image, or unpleasant idea that may become an obsession, is upsetting or distressing, and can feel difficult to manage or eliminate.
What if you just find them all banter? Like, oh, it'd be jokes to kick that baby, wouldn't it? I find that funny still. I don't find it distressing or anything. I think that'd be actually jokes, and then I picture it in my head.
Well, again, I imagine that's down to your sense of humour, isn't it? If you have a dark sense of humour, because I guess...
it gets darker.
When we were looking at this, isn't it? It's some people take stuff quite seriously, and some people could just have dark humour, and has however you view it at the end of the day. If you want to kick a baby and you think it's jokes, that's on your humour.
Not condoning.
No one's saying anything. Yeah, it's either funny or not funny, isn't it?
Because it's an intrusive thought. It's not.
Yeah, you're not actually acting happens. It. So. Yeah.
Right.
Your Honour.
What would happen if I jumped from this height, that height, whatever height? You sat on the chairlift when you go snowboarding. What would happen if I just jumped off of it? How many bones would I break? Would I survive?
Yeah.
Oh, look, there's a little bridge. That water's got to be about 300 metres down. I wonder what happened if I jumped into it and belly flopped.
It's like that video that we saw on the ski lift, wasn't it? Like, this is literally everyone's thought process, isn't it? Saying, I think I'll survive the jump.
Yeah. And then
I think quite a lot of people would.
That one where it was, you're trying to make small talk, and then the person just turns and starts trying to talk to you, and you just jump off the lift. You just like, fuck that, I'm out.
Yeah, just jump off something, and that's fine.
Yeah.
What about a bridge in Italy?
Yeah, exactly. Like, what would happen if I just jumped off of it without the bungee strap? Like, how much would my brain splat? How far would my body go? Travel, like, outwards.
Beautiful.
Would I implode?
Explode. Imagine if you land and you imploded. That'd be mad, isn't it? Create an own black
just get
hole.
Sucked into the floor.
Sucked inside. Just
like. At least something would be sucking you.
I always feel like everyone is looking at me and laughing, no matter what it is. If someone is laughing, it has to be at me. If people are talking, it's about me. It's a bit like Truman Show, that, isn't it? Have you ever watched that film? Jokes.
It is that, to be fair. Like
your whole life's a movie and everyone else are extras in your movie. And your whole life is, everything's directed to you, and isn't it? And it's not necessarily, is it? It's just that's how you're living your life.
But think, if I was stood over there and you're sat on the sofa, then I'll go like this. Oh dear. You'd think I'm talking about you, because it's like you've literally point blank looked at you.
Oh, and laughed, yeah.
And laughed, kind of thing.
But I probably just
have it at work all the time, because I'll see it. Like somebody will look at, somebody will be laughing or like saying something, and then they'll look at me, like glancing over like that, like looking. And I'll just be like, fuck are you on about?
Yeah.
Like,
but I guess they might have just looked at you, but saying something, isn't it? It's kind of like, I'm staring at you, but I'm not actually directing anything to you. I'm just,
you're just in the my thing I'm looking at. Line.
Yeah. Yeah, I understand that, to be fair. But you could do it the other way, where everything always seems to be about you as well, though, isn't it? Even though I might say something, but it's like, I haven't even mentioned you. But you're just like me, you're talking about me, aren't you?
Yeah.
That's more like anxious stuff as well, to be
but
fair.
But then you've also got the people that will talk about themselves, and that's it. Everything's like I, all the conversations I, or
dead.
when I, me.
Yeah, dead.
Sort of thing. Yeah, it's always about them.
But yeah,
fucking
like you said,
weird blue liquid.
Yeah, there you go.
This is not mine. It's a quote from somebody. So, how much Lego could you stick up your bum?
Because
I saw fucking Neil from Inbetweeners went to Legoland the other day. And
really?
Yeah.
Did
his
he say
caption
that?
Was "Don't say it."
Oh right.
So,
yeah.
You take it into different contexts of like, how much of this could I do, or like,
I'll stick up your ass.
How many chicken nuggets could I eat in one go, sort of thing.
Yeah.
Oh, I've got 6 burgers. I wonder if I could eat them all at once.
Yeah, it's not necessarily always like a really bad.
It's not like you're gonna like. Oh, what happened if I killed myself? Sometimes it literally is like, or you could be like, how much water would it take for me to die if I drank it?
But not necessarily even die. Just like, how much can you take until you?
How much can you tolerate? Yeah.
Throw it back up again or something. Because how much food would you eat until you start? You know, you feel sick, but could you just keep eating until you throw up? Where your body's actually just like
not.
Stop
I don't
feeding
think you'd
me.
Really be able to. Dogs do, because dogs don't know when to stop.
And
do they? You put food in, they'll eat it.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. At least they clean up after themselves.
Oh man, puked up. You just sat there licking the floor. Salt burn, that, isn't it? Right, I think people do see me as a burden, that I'm not really liked much, and my friends just tolerate me because they feel sorry for me.
Story of your life.
Story of my life.
What do you think I'm there?
Yeah. tolerate me in that.
Exactly. It's a bit like that sometimes. I'll get it at like football. you just, you do, there's a lot of people there you just kind of like tolerate. they're there and you just have to put up with it, sort of thing.
The closest thing really I think it'd be for to. That. Nah, because I wouldn't really care. I guess some friends, it's kind of like it's your own decision, isn't it? Like, why would you need friends, to try and tolerate me? Like, you just say, if you don't like me, just don't hang around with me, isn't it?
It's not so
like
it's when you're in a situation with multiple people and it's people that you might not necessarily socialise with, but because you're there doing something.
Yeah, that's something that came to my mind then.
What?
Amsterdam. It's hard to tolerate, isn't it? But,
Huh? No. Oh, okay.
Yeah. If,
I think I know what you're on about. Grass patch.
One, though. No? No, the other Amsterdam trip. But if there's another...
Oh, okay.
Something that's
hugging the
more
toilet.
Relatable. Nah, more relatable to me would be I wouldn't want to be a burden on other people. So say, like, if I've got an issue, I ask someone for help, I'd rather just do it myself. Yeah. Why should I drag you into my shit? Even though if you're willing to help as well. Like, nah, let me help. I was like, nah, I don't want you to. Because I know you won't really enjoy the task, but you're just trying to obviously be, like, nice or supportive, isn't it?
Yeah.
And what a friend would be like, but it's like, it's my issue, I'll try and deal with it. Which is probably toxic. So I've been told.
Everything's toxic at the end of the day.
Hey. We live and laugh.
Right. This one, I kind of get it, but at the same time, sees a body of water, throws phone.
For his body.
Yeah, exactly.
Throw self.
Just throw something.
Yeah.
You see a body of water, and you're just like, how cool would it be just to throw a stone in there?
I'm
going to pick up a pebble and see how far I can throw it and then watch the little clonk sound when it lands.
Yeah.
Like, there's this one's for the boys and they're like on a frozen lake and they drop a massive fucking brick off a sheet of ice and you just watch it scatter everywhere or like hear the sound and it's like, So again, it's one of the weird ones.
Yeah, that is a bit like you're up a high distance, just throw something off of it just to watch the impact, isn't it?
Yeah. Like, you could be like upstairs in your house and you just throw an egg out the window and just watch it crack on the floor, sort of thing.
But what's the difference then between a curious thought and an intrusive one then?
I suppose curious thoughts are intrusive thoughts. Does intrusive necessarily have to be bad?
Yeah. If you're just curious about something, because then you've actually acted that though sometimes, I reckon. If you've actually have like an orange and you're just stood on a bridge and you just throw an orange off.
Well, it's not a thought anymore, is it?
No, because you've done it.
Yeah.
But I guess initially it was, though. I was like, I wonder what happens to this orange.
The whole thing of intrusive and curious, you're curious to know if you'd break your legs if you jumped out of the ski lift.
Intrusive is it's just appeared in your mind, isn't it? But curious, I guess you thought about it. I don't know.
Not necessarily. I'd say it's the same
sometimes it
thing.
Just appears unannounced in your mind. It just randomly...
But curious would be as well.
I don't know if something triggered you to think that.
But you're curious to know if something would... You're curious to know if you'd survive if you crashed into that tree.
Are you?
If you think about it, all things that make you go.
Things that make you go.
We'll have to do an episode on that as well. Brainiac.
Yeah, I need to write that actually. I think something truly awful is about to happen. I'll see really graphic and violent scenes play out in front of me in my mind. I'll walk into a room expecting to see a dead body, or pull the shower curtain back expecting to see someone hanging in there. It's strange and frustrating. There never seems to be an obvious cause or trigger, but it's really upsetting. I mean, that's someone saying that, but
something real fucking dark happening and you being like
jokes. I thought you could relate to this alone because of your fucking snuff films and weird ass shit that you watch.
I don't watch snuff films.
Do you think that would have aided your graphic scene that you play out in your mind though? Because you would have seen some mad shit.
If you've seen
something, that's what happened to me,
yeah.
I think. So say like if I've seen some of those weird scenes, if I was to think of a graphic image now, parts of that would be inspired by it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If you dissect in a body, it's like, oh, okay, you can only imagine it now. Going back to school, maybe a science lesson, you can see it. But now you've probably seen a snuff film where you've actually seen some mad... It's a lot more graphic because you're seeing it more... Rather than just a diagram. You know what I mean? Like,
you've actually essentially seen that idea. It happen.
Yeah.
Even though it was on like film or whatever.
Yeah, but it's made your mind boggle a bit more though. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because you can actually picture it a lot better.
Yeah. It's like, say, if someone was to take blood or an injection... Would you imagine just a needle going in your arm, or like this can be graphic, or you just imagine it piercing every single like layer of skin, actually piercing the vein to go in? Because I'm thinking of it as graphic as that, rather than just a needle in your arm. I'm thinking of it as like a microscopic level of the needle. Oh yeah,
I guess I've never thought about a needle going in your arm. Really, not really had any. So, apart from the heroin addiction.
Crackhead,
you know,
over there, yeah. But so it depends, yeah. I'd say I see stuff in really graphic and violent scenes. But then that's descriptive writing.
Yeah, I do.
Because I really like descriptive writing. So obviously being descriptive writing is descriptive. So anything describing a scene, I like. And being an artistic mind, isn't it? It goes real graphic. So sometimes it's just like, say if you like smack someone in the head with a baseball bat.
What would actually happen?
Are you just thinking baseball bat to the head? Or are you thinking trauma to the brain? Are you thinking concussion? Are you thinking internal bruising? Are you thinking cracked skull? You know what I mean? You know, like an x-ray in Mortal Kombat or fatality. You're actually watching it happen, isn't it?
What was it?
I mean, Mortal Kombat fatalities are probably inspired that.
What's the fucking dent to the head in the film in Hostel?
Oh, yeah.
I can't remember what you say.
That's Twisted Neck, though.
Remember that? Not Twisted Neck. It's a dude when film. he got a rock thrown to the back of his head, and there was just a massive like
dent in it.
I remember that.
Oh, yeah, I don't know what the film was.
I think it was Hostel.
But it's stuff like that.
I can't remember what we said. It was like Twisted Neck.
Yeah.
But it wasn't like something we said like that. Anyway.
What do you think is quite... Would you think something's so graphically like that there? Because then sometimes I feel like, am I the only one that's thinking that badly about it?
No. It's the whole intrusive thoughts. People think they're the only ones when they're really not. Everybody has them.
Yeah. So. I just thought that was quite an interesting one, to be fair. And then that one, you walk into a room expecting to see a dead body. You could have an intrusive thought. When you go into a room, are you always thinking of possibly like a worse outcome? Say if you walked into a pub and a fight broke out, you would know where you're going. Like, what's the weapon that you're going to pick up, or where's your exit?
Oh, yeah. It's like Jason Statham type thing. You thought about everything when you walked into the room, or like Liam Neeson or whatever.
I've heard some people do thoughts like that, where it's more like bodyguard stuff as well. Like, obviously, if you're a trained one, isn't it? You walk into a room, before you sit down, you've planned out your exits.
Threats and everything, yeah. You've eyed up everybody.
I wouldn't think that much. I'm too oblivious to that stuff like that.
You're oblivious to everything.
I'll do more of the graphic stuff. Just bottle someone or something. That.
Right, I think you've ran out now, haven't you?
Nah, I've got a couple more.
What would happen if I open the plane door mid-flight?
Yeah, see, that's an intrusive what?
Everybody just gets sucked out. Right. Banter.
Final Destination.
Yeah, exactly.
They're actually making a Final Destination 6.
Fuck.
It's a cruise ship, I think.
They shouldn't. They ended it well where the fifth one ends as the first one begins. What's the sixth one going to be?
Be like what they did with
shit. That's what it's gonna be.
Jigsaw, isn't it? Or
it's
Saw.
Just shit.
Like just a pointless one that meant nothing to anything.
I suppose they'll just be like, oh, it's a different universe. We're gonna do five more.
Yeah. But I think it's the final ride or something like that for Death by Destination. I don't know. But it's a cruise ship. Spoilers. Which we still watch. Yeah. Bantam.
Obviously. It'd be shit.
Yeah, open the door.
Go on.
This is the last one. I have random thoughts of hurting myself badly, like I'll be chopping veggies with a big knife and my brain will go, you could just put that through your hand. I never would, but it scares me that my brain chooses to acknowledge that I could. It always comes at the most random times too.
So it's kind of like...
That's your box standard one, I think, that you see on TikToks and stuff, isn't it?
You could think about biting your finger off, but you can't actually do it. And you can't physically... Well, I suppose you could, but your brain stops you from doing it.
Anything's
so it's kind of like that, but you could actually act on that, but you still can't do the task. Because it'd be like biting a carrot, but you can't physically get through it.
But sometimes it's even like looking at an innocent object and you're thinking something mad with it. So like you're just looking at a toaster... And you're like, oh, let's have a bath of it later.
I wouldn't really call that an innocent object, but you think.
Which is the toaster there, isn't it? What's it doing? You know what I mean? Toasting.
Waiting for a bath.
Toasting bread. Toaster bath.
You just see a spoon and you're like, oh, imagine scooping my eyeball out.
Yeah. It's like, well, that isn't asked for that to happen, is it? It's just an inanimate object. Yeah. But your thought's just gone, well, I wonder what you do with this.
What'd happen if I wrapped this cable around my neck and jumped off a roof?
That's more, the self-harm ones,
nothing, because all you've done is wrapped it around your neck. You haven't actually tied it to anything, so you'd splat on the floor.
Good. Right, I'm done with mine, so I've got a final four and a quote. So
a couple more. So walking through the woods thinking it'd be so easy to get rid of a body.
I'm not a certain friend who'd listen to that would be jokes to hear that. I'm
exactly
not gonna lie.
Right. You're just like, if I put a body deep in those woods, who the fuck is going to find it? The easiest way it's going to get found is if some sort of animal digs it up or like bites it
amateur
or eats it or whatever, and then drags it out into a place where people could find it. I've thought about this.
Straight face tapes.
But it is.
Countryside vibes, isn't it?
You tie a cinder block to some dead body and then just it sinks into the sea and it's never
Well, like
get
you
found,
said, like,
it?
You could have, is this an intrusive thought or just a curious thought then? You look at the Nevada
same thing.
No, Nevada desert. How many bodies are buried in there? It's not an intrusive thought, is it? Is that just a thought? That's just a thought.
It's just a thought. Yeah.
But that's still quite dark. Just randomly just appeared because
not every dark thought is a curious or intrusive thought. It literally is just a thought. Like, oh,
I don't know.
I wonder how many people Jeffrey Dahmer killed. Kind of thing. Like that's a thought, isn't it? It's not an intrusive thought because it's not something you're actually thinking about doing. It's just something that's happened.
Okay, I'll put you in a scenario.
And you're thinking about that.
See, you went hiking. Like in the hills or anything, it's completely innocent. You're just taking a picture of the landscape, oh, nice, Instagram, bloody blah. And you're panning around and you just hear in the distance, I wonder how many bodies are buried in here.
So that's different because you're actually there. If you said, go out into the desert and be like, oh, looking around, I wonder how many bodies are buried
here. But there's no reason for you to say that. Like, you're just going out to the desert for maybe, like, a walk. Yeah, but the way you... it's not your intention to...
The way you said it first was literally like, oh, I wonder how many bodies are buried in this place that I'm not. If you're actually there, then I think it makes it the intrusive thought kind of thing. Like, you could think now, oh, I wonder what would happen if I drop kicked a baby. I wouldn't really call it an intrusive thought because there's no baby here.
Right, so you're actually in the setting.
It's more, that's what I'd call it. You're there, you could actually do it. I can't say now, oh, I wonder about driving off of a cliff because I'm not driving a car and I'm not near a cliff.
Yeah. Okay.
But you're driving and there's a cliff to your left and you think, I wonder what it'd be like if I drove off that. I think it's something you actually have to be able to do at the time you think about it.
Okay.
Or that it's a scenario that is there, like you saying about how many bodies are buried in this place, about like, oh, you'd be able to go out and actually find out.
Yeah. Kind of thing. Even if it's just off topic or anything, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's just a
it don't need to be on to topic, say, does it?
Yeah. Banter.
So, right. I'm going to skip that one because it doesn't really make much sense anyway.
Don't say it. Come on. This podcast doesn't make sense.
I wouldn't say it's necessarily an intrusive thought. It's just kind of like a weird thought that shouldn't happen. Seeing someone do something and just thinking, I could do that, and then planning out in your head, knowing full well that if it came to it, you wouldn't be able to do it.
Yeah. Well, yeah. It's not really an intrusive thought.
I think we've talked about it before.
Because it's like watching Ronaldo and then be like, I could be like him.
Yeah, it's kind of unrealistic. Full well that you fucking can.
Yeah, I swear there's like a phrase or word for that sort of thing where it's kind of like deluded something. Like you watch someone that's done something for 10 years, like crafting something out of wood or something, and you're just like, yeah, I'll do it. So I get a block of wood, and you're like, what do you even do?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, no, I think there is something. A load of people can relate to that one, I think.
Yeah. Everybody probably thinks that. Last one. I actually saw a video on TikTok, on Facebook, or whatever it was. It's probably staged because everything is, isn't it?
Life is a stage.
You see some kids playing football and you just go and pick up the football and just boot it away so they can't play anymore.
It's a video. You know, like when they chuck you
and he picks it up and boots it off the bridge and they just watch it floating in the water. That's where I got it from.
Because they got to like test your touch or something, isn't it? And just one touch, it's just boots.
Just hoons it, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what made me think of that.
Yeah.
So, but it is. You're year eight in school and you see the year fives playing with footballs and you just, I'm just going to go over and just ruin their day.
Just kick it under a car, isn't it? There you go, crawl under there.
Yeah, but that's like typical childhood memory.
Yeah, exactly. The amount of times you've done that, especially being tall with long reach, it's just like, I'm always the car collector.
If you didn't go and collect a football that was stuck under a car, having to lie on the floor and go and get it up football as well, wouldn't you? You never played football as a child.
And top tier school shoes. To play it in there as well, isn't it?
Bangers with like shoe Velcro
zone
straps.
Yeah, what is it? Shoe zone?
Shoe zone.
The shop that somehow is still going.
Yeah.
In the UK.
Still better than Ronaldo.
Still better boots than CR7s. Wait, see what we're doing, leaving it on a final thought, yeah? And we've got a quote as well. So whatever you thought intrusive thoughts are, whether you have them, whether they're dark as well. I mean, imagine you think most of the ones that most intrusive thoughts are dark, aren't they? They're not just obviously anything healthy.
Let's be sensible.
As long as
you
don't act on them.
Don't act on them.
Yeah. So some of the thoughts are hard to read, but people who have intrusive thoughts are not dangerous or likely to act upon them. If you have thoughts that disturb you, know there's nothing wrong with you, and there is help. So it depends how you want to leave it on.
Which
that,
is something I'd never think about. Like, oh, just because I have these weird dark thoughts, I'm going to go and seek help.
Yeah, but just because you play have them.
I'm going to play out every scenario in my head so that I can live it.
But just because you have those thoughts doesn't mean you're a dangerous person.
No, exactly, because everybody has them.
So,
and some people it's darker than others.
Check your floorboards.
and then you end up turning into like serial killers.
Straight face tapes. Like
that, but that's the story for another day.
Straight face tapes.
All of it is.
Well,
like when we said about getting liposuction, putting some fat in a bloody shot glass and drinking it.
No. Ripping off your eyelids.
Ripping off your eyelids.
Right, a final quote is, thoughts are only thoughts. They're not you. You do belong to yourself even when your thoughts don't. It's by John Green, Turtles All the Way Down.
It's like sitting in like a bubble room. You've got all this mad shit going on in your head and you just sat there just in this little room where you can't actually harm yourself.
Oh, and all the writing on the walls.
You've just got all of this shit going on. If you know full well if you ran into the wall, you'd just bounce off and you'd be fine. Assume you're not, I mean, like the big white pillow rooms kind of thing.
Straight jacket rooms.
Yeah, that.
Yeah.
But solitary.
A rubber room, isn't it? That's fine. That's what they say on Better Call Saul. But they have, yeah, basically, it's just like you are in control of your thoughts. So as intrusive as they are, you are in control to boot them out as quickly as they came in.
Especially that child.
Boom.
New music. Boots him across the room.
Like new a little music. Space hopper. Right, albums. The K's, I Wonder If the World Knows. Bryson Tiller, Bryson Tiller. Vampire Weekend, Only God Was Above Us. Benson Boone, Fireworks and Rollerblades. And J. Cole, Might Delete Later. Singles, OGZ, Yacht Master, Brennan Savage, Catch Up, G-Eazy, Coilorai, Kali. Is it a Femi Fatale? Is it?
Good.
Is it Femi Fatal? I don't know. Empire of the Sun Changes, Machiavelli God, Franchise Boy.
Album of the day, project of the day.
I would say the K's, but when we met up, you said J. Cole released something, and I was like, did he? I didn't even see it, to be fair, and I think that's quite decent.
I listened to 2.5 songs off J. Cole because I didn't have time to listen to any more, and I didn't listen to any other projects, so that's my project. Single?
Probably the Machiavelli God one.
Yeah, so I was going to say it's either Machiavelli God,
Jeezy's one,
Franchise Boy, or no, Sad Friend, Token, and Aris, Laser Sight.
You forgot that.
Cool seeing Token on different type beat, and it's just funny that I ended up following Sad Friend, and of course they've done a song with Token. So
I think funk banter music, funk beats suit him, don't they? Yeah. To be fair, so I feel like he should make a funk project. I'm pretty sure he is, but don't go off that. So here we go.
Right, I got a fact. I don't have a joke today, but I got a fact.
Oh, yeah.
I saw this on The Chase earlier and Googled it, and it's actually been upped since. So I'm going to ask you, you have to try and guess the amount. So the world record for number of chocolate M&Ms stacked on top of each other is how many?
52.
Do you want me to give you some options?
Is it triple figures?
No.
More?
No.
Okay.
Right. 7, 17, or 27?
27.
Nope.
17.
Nope.
7?
Yeah. Exactly.
That's the world record.
It seems ridiculous, doesn't it? Again, that's not very many. I could beat that.
God save.
Knowing full well we couldn't.
But what's that... It's like that old school thing where they stack like rocks in a river, don't they?
Yeah, or like they'll stack chairs on like
cairns,
each other.
That's it. Well, cairns, is it? Yeah, when they do it for like spiritual things, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
And they stack loads together. Surely an M&M's like that sort of vibe, isn't it?
Yeah, so now imagine trying to stack 7 M&M's on top of each other and they have to stay stacked for 10 seconds without you interfering with it.
Damn, what's the smartest one? Do you reckon that's another one? Who knows?
Well, we'll have to Google that later, won't
we? I reckon we should try and break a Guinness World Record. Between now and November, we should just do the most jokes one.
Just make up our own.
Longest straight face held. Imagine
it's probably
live
like 80
stream.
Years.
Just a live stream of you doing that. No blinking either.
Just imagine.
You have to have a look at one. That could probably actually be a banter topic, to be fair.
Yeah.
Most random Guinness World Records.
Guinness World Records we think we could break.
There we go. That deluded mentality, isn't it?
Delusion. Just like Liverpool fans.
Oh, they're going to win the title? That's an illusion.
It's an illusion?
Because it's not real. Probably will be.
Probably. Suck themselves.
Tottenham to win. Totally.
Fuck you. If Tottenham win a trophy this season, I will cry.
Thank you for listening to another episode. You can find us on all streaming platforms under the Soul Insights Podcast. Please leave us a rating and review. Check out our socials, X, CSI Index,
TikTok and Instagram,
the Soul Insights Index,
YouTube,
Soul Insights.